This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm very excited to have this gentleman back. I think they've straightened up their balance sheet. They took a lot of debt off. We're going to talk about that today. We're talking no other than Crowd Gather, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CRWG. And Sanjiv Sabhani is with us. He's the CEO of that. Sanjiv, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, last time you were on the show was back in March. Give my listeners a little bit of an update of what you guys are all about and what you do.
Okay, well, we've been going through this transformation process. CrowdGather initially started out as a roll-up in the social media space. We were buying web properties that are online message boards or forum communities. We built that network up to 250 million page views, 25 million unique visitors per month, and unfortunately had to start selling off pieces of it. That worked out pretty well for us, but it was very difficult to raise capital in the digital sector as an OTC company. Had we remained private, it would have been very successful. What we did then was we decided to diversify. We ended up acquiring a social casino and built that up to about 2 million in revenues. We built the forum business to 2 million. We built the casino business to about 2 million. And again, because of capital challenges and the fact that we're specifically on this OTC market, we ended up selling Player. In that transaction, we were able to move 2.3 million of our debts on our books over to the acquirer of Player. So it was a pretty good deal, but it's very difficult to see the benefits of these. I think our shareholders and your listeners will in the fall. What we have now done is we've maintained a portfolio of what we consider our very compelling web properties. We own a product called WeedTracker.com. Most of your listeners and people familiar with cannabis have heard of Weed Maps, which has been around since 2005. WeedTracker goes back to 2001, but they've never had the capital to have a mobile app. This fall, we're going to be launching the new revised mobile WeedTracker. And our focus is on the digital cannabis sector currently, to properly answer your question. So CrowdGather has built up portfolios of various digital businesses and has had, you know, different levels of success, but invariably has had to get out of those businesses, trade out, because they didn't work on the OTC exchange. Right now, with our focus on WeedTracker and digital cannabis, I think everything is aligned. We've been cleaning up our balance sheet, as I said, significantly reduced debt. I put in over $300,000 in the company. My family, through Binet Holdings, has put in $1 million. So this has really been a personal labor of love. And now, as we approach the fall, our focus is on really, you know, getting some rock and roll, getting some shareholder attention and putting out good product in the digital cannabis space.
You know, I've looked back and you guys have been quiet recently for the last couple of months. Are we going to start seeing more news coming out here in the future?
Yes, in the fall. And again, to address that, it's very atypical for us to be this quiet. But what happened last year, we had an auditor and we got notified that our auditor got into trouble and had to basically leave the business. We were left in a lurch, but we didn't want to really lose the credibility we'd established. So we hired a new auditor and they reviewed everything. They went back for 2 years, re-audited us. The good news is everything was perfectly as it was supposed to be. The bad news was we got behind on our filings. So as that happened, our focus at the company has really been on making sure the paperwork is right, cleaning up the books, finding a way to get cash flows to support the company. And I'm pleased to tell you that all of that has happened. So now we have caught up. We are on the pink sheets currently. We filed the Form 15 last October, and we are almost done catching up with all our filings. Again, by the end of this calendar year, the hope is to get back to fully reporting. But right now, there's no stop sign on the stock. It's fully tradable. And just a couple of days ago, on Tuesday morning, we filed on the pink sheets our year-end statements for April 2017. So your listeners, my shareholders, can find everything they need. And finally, as of this Monday, Tuesday, they can be caught up on what's happened in the past year. And I think it's pretty compelling.
You know, since the last time that you and I spoke, which was around March 28th of this year, since then, Nevada has had recreational marijuana legal on July 1st. Are you guys focusing on that? Can you give us any near-term future plans and how maybe you might be able to get in their social network for the Nevada area?
Yeah, and again, so WeedTracker initially was focused on the California market because it was the first market, and it has accounts registered by some of the movers and shakers in the space, the original dispensary owners. What we intend to do is leverage that model and go state by state because, again, due to federal law, just because you have something in California, that doesn't mean anything to someone in Nevada. As you pointed out, not only is it recreationally legal in Nevada, but they ran into an emergency that their governor declared because they ran out of cannabis.
Yeah,
the
I heard that.
Demand was so big, right? And what happens is because of compliance, you can't ship in cannabis from somewhere else. It's federally illegal. It's a felony. So there is insane demand. And I tell people, you know, even though it may look like we're taking a slower approach, we've had to because of resource constraints, we have built up traffic. We have built up search engine rankings. We know what to do. We would like to do it in this sector. And really, I don't really think that there is any reason not to believe that people who are focused on the sector now will not do an amazing job, right? So we want to take the California model, go to Nevada, go to Washington, go wherever it is. We're 100% all in on the cannabis play.
You know, before you, a lot of your revenues were coming through the gaming sector of that. We've got rid of that. How are we going to start making our money in the third and fourth quarter?
Okay. So in terms of revenues right now, we're working with some partners on some joint venture and transactions whereby we can generate the cash that we need to execute in the digital cannabis sector. We believe that revenues in a meaningful way in that sector will begin in calendar 2018, right? We have to put out the mobile product, get basically the bare bones traffic that we need in order to first launch in California. And then as we establish that, we will go market by market and scale. The good news is because of these demands that you're mentioning, consumers, every time they go to a new state, they're looking for ways to find to where they can get cannabis. And while Weedmaps has a dominant position, we have certain attributes to our app that we think will be very compelling. We're laying low on them right now because we'd like to launch, but we think our app will be engaging, and it's not just a locator or map app.
Digital assets in the consumer and cannabis sectors, that's what CrowdGather is all about. They trade on the OTC market under the ticker symbol CRWG. I think they're personally very undervalued. Their stock is at 0.7 cents. Their market cap is just a little bit below $1 million. I think this is a good time to come in and acquire some. What can shareholders look forward to in the coming months from your company?
Beginning in the fall, we will start signaling to folks when to expect the WeedTracker launch. It is currently in redesign and we're in development. We're also going to be putting out a proper corporate update once we get, like I said, we're behind on some filings. Once we get everything caught up, we want to put out almost an annual report type summary in a press release format. And I will go actively on the road. As you're aware, yours was the last interview I've done and I'm giving you another interview, but I have really not been seeking any publicity at this stage. I do agree with your assessment that I think that if we can execute on what we're doing, that there's a tremendous opportunity for shareholders. But the fall will be where we get back to normal and start putting out news and, you know, start kicking some butt and taking some names.
Can you give my listeners a little bit of update of your balance sheet? How does that look? We're not looking for any toxic diluting or anything like that, are we?
No. So interestingly enough, we had a convertible note of the toxic variety. And recently we had a couple of new creditors acquire that note from the Wall Street Institution. These two people are just friends of the company and they're very interested. So actually we've managed the nightmare situation a lot of OTCs run into, which is this toxic conversion. As of this point, it is not really an issue.
My guest today is CrowdGather, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CRWG. In closing, Sanji, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
No, I think in general, what I would really like people to focus on is the cannabis market, right? People are confused about it. We've all been brought up to really think of cannabis as some sort of evil. But the fact is 66% of ER visits are directly attributable to alcohol. 40% of chronic disease in the United States is attributable to alcohol, and at least a double-digit percent of cancers come from alcohol. So in general, for the government, for our economy, for our society, for healthcare costs, being pro-cannabis, I think, is being a good citizen. And as this momentum continues, I think at this point, the genie is out of the bottle and not going back. We've always been opportunistic. We've always been scrappy. We've made a lot of deals. We've acquired over 60 sites since we started. We've done over 12 million in transactions, acquisitions using our stock. So we're able to move with this market as long as the momentum continues. And I would ask everybody, not a selfish thing, which is to buy CrowdGather. Obviously, everyone can decide on their own what we're worth. But I would ask them really to be open to the facts regarding cannabis and to be supportive of it. Because when you start hearing the stories of families, this has helped people with autistic children, people with cancer and anxiety, not just using the psychoactive THC, but even components like CBD that come from hemp are perfectly natural, non-intoxicating. This is something worth looking at and focusing on for the long term. Talking about cannabis today is like talking about the wine industry when Jesus was pouring it, right? There's 2,000 years of growth that has occurred since then. Our entire society, the fabric of it is shaped by alcohol, the experiences, bars, etc. What happens when something like cannabis, something that's actually good, that helps you meditate, that transforms your body, helps your immunity, fights cancer, what happens when the world is shaped around that? I think it's a very interesting exercise, and there's a lot of money to be made if you can think through the future. And that's what we're doing at CrowdGather right now, is we're envisioning these scenarios. And I think your listeners and my shareholders will be happy as we are able to execute on some of these aspirations.
Bravo. Well said. I couldn't have said it better. I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're talking about CrowdGather Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. I think they're going to make a big push here in the third and fourth quarter of 2017. And then, therefore, I would probably have you take a look at their ticker symbol. You can also go to their website, www.crowdgather.com. Sanji, thanks for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. And hopefully you won't wait 3 or 4 months to come back on. You'll come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Right. And as always, thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.